Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
And the pitch. Swing of the ground ball to third, right to Longoria, over to second, Solano covering. There. You can exhale now. The ball game is over.
Giants baseball on the air at 5:45, taking on the Reds. They can hit. The Giants winners of four in a row. It's time for our weekly conversation with Andrew Baggerly here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks Show. Bags, as always, thank you for the time, sir. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How about you?
We are doing fine. Let's talk about the Giants pitching, shall we? It's good all the way around. Starters doing the job. You mentioned in The Athletic, they've got a combined ERA of 2.32. The staff overall, starters and relievers, they got a combined ERA of 2.70. So that's at the top in all of baseball. You're getting quality starts out of everybody. Gabe Kapler is letting certain guys run, a little bit more out there if he likes what he's seeing. It's very early to start to make some concrete statements, but considering the questions we had about the starters, especially about the Giants pitching overall, this is an extraordinarily nice surprise, an absolute surprise this early.
Yeah, good start. Good start, obviously. It's, like you said, it's early, and, they happen to get the Padres without Fernando Tatis Jr. really a part of most of that series, and certainly hope he's back before too long, but they were obviously not at full strength, and I don't think anyone's going to predict the Mariners or Rockies to be among the better offensive teams in the league this year. Colorado can never hit it in San Francisco, it seems like. So here come the Reds, and they're averaging almost 9 runs a game, most in the majors. So this will be a really interesting test to see what this rotation looks like at the end of this series.
Bags, what do you think of the two names that we kind of came across this weekend? The Giants recalled Lamont Wade. He was with them this spring, didn't get a lot of at-bats, probably not enough at-bats to actually make the club, but he's now up and looked good on Sunday. And then the Giant, Farhan said he was going to get a backup shortstop, and he got Thairo Estrada from the Yankees, and I don't know a ton about him. What do you think of those two guys?
Yeah, I think Estrada's a guy who is going to give them a little bit of depth. They really only had Will Wilson at the alternate site, and he's a guy who, they thought would play an A-ball this year. So, the backup shortstop is, by the way, also kind of the main starting center fielder, Mauricio Dubon. So they knew that they needed to get another depth piece there, and they did, and that's pretty much what the extent of that move was. So I don't think he's someone that they plan to be in the major leagues anytime soon. If he is, it probably means somebody got hurt, but you definitely have to have those depth pieces. And Wade, yeah, boy, a really nice first game. He gets a double, a single, a walk. And by the way, you're starting in center field, kid, never even stepped foot in a ballpark before.
So it's crazy.
He was able to get some coaching from Antoine Richardson, from Melissa Nacken, from a lot of his teammates who've seen a lot of balls do weird things in the wind here, and looked great. He did not look like it was his first time ever seeing what the ball looked like off the bat at the shores of McCovey Cove. So very, very nice intro game for him. And now tonight you've got Wade Miley, the only lefty they'll see in the series, and so they're taking that opportunity to give Mike Yastrzemski a day now, and I'm sure he'll start against the two right-handers they'll face after this.
I want to get your thoughts on Friday, Bags, because that was – you felt like you were watching a perfect game or a no-hitter, and you were just watching somebody trying to get a complete game. This is what it's turned into now. It's like, oh, my God. Is everybody get around the TV? Somebody's going to get a complete game.
Where were you?
It was so fun because of what happened, right? Cueto's probably going to come out. Oh, he pinch hits. That's incredible. And then, bam, he gets to the eighth. And then all of a sudden the ninth starts, and – Owings triples, you're like, oh, he's coming out. He's not coming out. And then Hampson sack flied him in, and then Gabe comes walking out to the mound. You're like, maybe he just wanted McGee to get clean the bases off and have McGee come in. And then he walks off the mound, and he's still out there. It's like, oh, man, this is cool. This is like he's actually going to let him finish this game. Now, ultimately, Story single, and at that point, it was the prudent thing to get him out of there and let McGee finish it up. But that was, I mean, that was just a lot of fun. There was a lot of like, oh, he's coming. No, he's not. Oh, he is. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I mean, I had a ball watching that game because it doesn't happen, and everything that went into that, I'm so happy it didn't blow up because I know people would have said, see, that's what happened. I'm just like, just let this thing work out, please. Just for me. I don't ask for much. Just give me this. So maybe we'll get another complete game right down the line somewhere, like in 2023. What did you think of Friday? I just thought it was super cool to watch.
Yeah, second best pitching performance by a major leaguer this weekend, I think. We'll take Mr. Musgrove, in San Diego.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, every 50 years you get a no-hitter seeing you, and then every other year a giant no hits you. That's going to be the devil's bargain.
I'm fine with that.
So yeah, good for them. Good for them. Raise a pint of 394 to Mr. Musgrove. But yeah, you know, I think that was exactly what you do when you manage in that situation. That's exactly what Bruce Bochy would have done. You go out there, you check on him. You know, Brandon Belt said, come on, Gabe, leave him in. You know, I guess he turned to Buster, and Buster's like, don't ask me, ask him. He's the guy with the ball. And so Johnny wanted it. But you knew if he was going to allow another base runner, then that was going to be it. So and then Trevor Story, like you said, got the single. And that was absolutely the right move at that point. He's got 118 pitches. That's the most the Giants thrown in a couple of years. I mean, that didn't used to be red flag territory. It obviously is pretty high now. I got to think it's the most pitches a major leaguer has thrown this year. And this may surprise you. And it's only 9 games, and you have one outing like that. It's going to throw off the average, obviously. But the Giants are averaging 95 pitches per game out of their starting pitchers, and that's the highest in the majors. So, kind of goes to show that if you have a rotation that's still, you know, within their stuff and they're throwing well, this is a pitching staff that Gabe Kapler will manage conventionally if the advantage is there. And so far, this rotation has been telling him, look, you know, we're the best option. Until we fatigue, and we may get you pretty deep in the game before that happens. So, yeah, that's I think that this coaching staff has responded in the right way to what they've been seeing out of this rotation.
Andrew Baggerly's joining us. He does at this time every week here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. How much does Buster Posey have to do with what we're seeing out of the Giants pitchers, starters and relievers?
Yeah, that was sort of my thesis of the story I wrote after yesterday's game was, you know, they had the fourth worst rotation in the majors last year by wins above average and the seventh worst catchers. And the catchers were, it's no knock on the guys they had back there, but they didn't have any major league experience hardly at all. So, you know, reading opponents' swings, knowing opponents, knowing a pitcher's stuff, knowing their not only their repertoire, but their psychology. I mean, so much of that. You know, being able to run the game smoothly, keep guys in their rhythm where they're not, you're calling the pitch they want. And so you're putting on the sign, they just move right onto the next pitch. There's no frustration, no communication issues. All that stuff, we're seeing it's better this year. And not just with Buster Posey, but Kurt Casale yesterday. I thought the biggest sequence in the game was when Anthony DeSclafani has two runners in scoring position there, one out in the sixth inning. It's a 2-0 Giants lead at that point, and he strikes out Josh Fuentes, he strikes out Sam Hilliard, but he struck out Hilliard after throwing a breaking ball that was about 5 feet short of the plate that somehow Casale blocked. Yeah. And the next pitch, Casale called for another breaking ball, and that told me right there, that's trust from catcher to pitcher and pitcher to catcher, because he needed his whole repertoire to get out of that situation, and he did with two strikeouts to end his day, and that led to a handshake line for the Giants.
Call. Yeah, Casale's a good ad, no doubt, because he's a major league catcher, and now they don't have to worry about, you know, speeding up Joey Bart, and you got Buster, you got days off for Buster, you got a guy you can go to. The guy I wanted to ask you about was Crawford. You know, he was so huge in this series against the Rockies. He just came through. We know what he is to the defense and to the pitching staff. I know the master plan is probably, hey, you know, let these contracts come off the books, go land one of these mega awesome shortstops and you know, go forward with that. But you think, to me it seems like maybe plan B ought to be considered, which is roll with Crawford right into Luciano and improve the club and spend your big dollars elsewhere, maybe on starters or bullpen. What do you think? Any chance they go off of the master plan and Crawford's here next year?
Oh, I think there's always a chance. I mean, let's put it this way. The better he plays this year, the better the chances will be, right? I mean, if he has a terrible year and he hits, you know, 220 with a 295 on base percentage and 8 home runs, then it's not even going to be a consideration, right? So he's doing his part right now to make this a topic of conversation, and it's way, way early, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it all year. In fact, I think I'm going to make an over-under. I'm going to say 10 times this year you guys ask me a version of who's most likely to be back, Belt, Posey, or Crawford next year. I'm going to keep a running tally on this one. But it is. It's a great topic of conversation because these guys all mean so much to the fans and what they've accomplished and the era they were a part of and really are the last links to. And I do think there are avenues for all three of them to be back in different permutations. I'd say Buster is the most likely. And the thing that makes Crawford maybe less likely, you'd think, if you just take a 10,000-foot view, is they're going to have money to spend. They're probably going to want to have an impact offensive performer they can add to this. Most of those guys play the shortstop position. Now, it doesn't mean you couldn't get them to move off that position or play somewhere else or otherwise move things around, but you're right. For right now, Brandon Crawford had a really nice impact series. He's still doing it with the glove. He's still able to you know, redirect the baseball in a key spot with runners in scoring position. And he's off to a great start. And I'm sure it's a lot of fun for him, too, to walk out of that clubhouse and have his wife, Jalen, and his kids there ready to greet him, because that obviously was something that nobody could do last year.
I hate to get into stats early in the season, but I'll frame it this way. With Yastrzemski, Dickerson, Dubon, Crawford, Casale doesn't really have enough at bats, so I don't know if I'd throw him in there. Flores, I mean, all these guys are batting below 200. I mean, they're like in the buck 07 zone. Who is least, is there anybody that you least worry about, or do you least worry about all of them, or is there somebody that just you look at something and something's not quite right, or does it even really matter? I mean, now the wins all count, and I totally get that, but when it comes to numbers, it's like I usually say 40 games, but is there anything you're seeing? You're like, this guy, there's something there that bears watching, or you just, it's too early, I don't care.
You know, I don't want to be in the buck 07 zone. I don't think any hitter wants to be in the buck 07 zone, although it does sound kind of cool. Is there a line to get into the buck 07 zone?
Let me check.
You get a hand stamp from the bouncer?
No, you get escorted out.
Exactly. I want to leave, please. No, you must stay until you get a hit. You know what, though? That's what Brandon Belt said yesterday. He said, look, we're winning games, and we know that there is a ton of room for improvement in this offense. And, you know, yeah, you have some guys who have maybe performed beyond expectations in the past, and there's always that kind of, is this thing going to turn into a giant pumpkin moment? But it's so early. And we know Mike Yastrzemski also took a ball right off his hand, too, at the end of spring. That can't be helping matters. But I think from what I've seen, the approaches have looked better in the last couple days. Just getting a run of right-handed starters, which we haven't seen, is going to allow Tommy La Stella to maybe get some more starts and settle in and do what he does at the top of the lineup, which we've seen some inklings of. Brandon Belt turned an 0-2 count into a walk, stole a base, led to a run the other day. I think we are seeing some better approaches. It did surprise me how much guys were sort of getting baited by breaking balls out of the zone in the first couple series. We didn't see a lot of that last year. But, you know, I think as they settle in, you'll probably see more offensive production. This offense is obviously a lot better than what it's shown so far.
Sure. Bags, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week. Be well, my man.
Okay, you as well. Have a good week.
Thanks, Bags.
Thank you, sir.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.